1500 years of trying to obey the law of Moses. Not one law, 500 laws. My parents, my grandparents, and more than 15 generations before them tried in vain to be perfect. More than 15 generations of souls have suffered in the wretched prison of the law. Every time we sin, we must sacrifice a lamb, again and again, endless sacrifice, endless blood. And now, it's my turn. Now, it's my soul that is in prison. Now, it's my turn to sacrifice. Hundreds of years ago, the prophet Isaiah said, "One day a Savior would come and set us free." I need that Savior. Please, God, I need my Savior to come now. Mm-hmm.
Mary, did you find Joseph?
He was at the temple sacrifice, the never-ending sacrifice. The law is impossible to keep.
I know. So, did you tell Joseph what you told me?
He said he would love to have a son first, too.
I'm sure every carpenter would love to have 10 sons.
And then he said, it didn't matter how many sons we have, as long as one of them has my eyes.
He must have heard that line somewhere.
Or maybe he just loves my eyes.
That's because your eyes are deep and pure, and they proclaim your devotion to our God.
Thank you, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Be not afraid, I have good news. The power of the Most High God will overshadow you, and you will be.
It's an honor to be a
a father, so let your kingdom come, my Savior and my Son. All these things the angel tells me spin like circles in my mind.
Oh, and it is all so overwhelming, yet it's so divine.
So divine.
Who am I that heaven even knows my name?
Citizens of the Empire of Rome, lend me your ears. An official decree has come from your king, Caesar Augustus. A census shall take place throughout this Roman state, and every man shall take his family to the city of his birth. There you will register, and if you don't concur, then you will have to serve as prisoner. Now, which would you prefer?
What are we to do? The baby's coming soon. I don't know if I can make this journey.
It's not us to decide. We simply must rely on the promise that the Lord is with us.
Sorry, I'm full. Try up the road.
But I've already been up the road. Please, sir, my wife is great with child.
I told you, I have no room.
But she will deliver tonight. Please, understand.
I understand perfectly. Now you must understand. I have no room.
Joseph, let's go.
Sir, this is a special baby.
Look, I don't care if your baby's the Messiah. I said I have no room.
No room, no room for him, no room to let him in, no room for Jesus.
the King of Kings. Room for others and for other things. No room for Jesus in the world he made. No
My dearest Ruth, I greet you in the name of our Almighty God, who has shown his favor by allowing me
to give birth to my firstborn son and our Savior, Jesus. My heart leaps for joy to think that he is the Messiah we have been waiting for to set us free. Sadly, there was no room for us in the inn, but one innkeeper was gracious to offer us his stable for the night. The linens you washed before we left served well as swaddling cloths for the baby. Thank you. Since we were without a bed, the Son of the Most High God spent his first night in a manger. Can you imagine? We have had many visitors who have come to see him. Oh, Ruth, he is a beautiful baby. I'm sure you are wondering if he has my eyes, but I'm afraid you will
just have to wait until you see him. With love and friendship, Mary. Oh, my friend, I would have given anything to have been with you that night.
That night, it's my watch. 2 a.m. The sky is full of stars, and the air is quiet. curiously still. And then I notice it. The wind breathing across my skin, whispering something wonderful through the leaves of the olive trees. The sheep hear it. They look up. And I look up. And there he is, an angel blazing like a torch in the sky, saying, "Don't be afraid, for I bring good news." And then, in an instant, the entire sky was on fire with angels, on fire with good news from heaven itself.
Child is born, unto us a son is given, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of
peace. Oh, can these men be? Why are they here? Why do they waste King Herod's time? Maybe they've come here to bring an offering. I'm a king, so they bring all the praise that is mine. So, what brings you here to our land? Can you please help me understand why you bring such a grand caravan to visit the mighty King of Israel?
We have come from afar, following the star that would lead us to the newborn King of the Jews.
Can you tell us where he is?
Can you tell us so that
we may go and worship him? How can this be? There's only one king, and it's me! Me! Me!
But wait. If they tell me this child's whereabouts, then I can have this newborn king taken out. Then there will never be a sliver of doubt that Herod is king.
So, I have spoken to the priests and the scribes. They have, say the scriptures have identified that Bethlehem is the place where you will find the child that you've been looking for. Please listen before you leave. When you find him, report back to me, so that I may go and worship him soon. Yes. Worship him.
Thank you.
Did you hear that, little one? Wise men, kings from afar worshiping you. Shepherds have been here too, and angels. Both the royal and the ragged, the heavenly and the human are celebrating that God chose now to give you to us. God chose now to give you to me. Who am I that I would be the mother of my Lord? That I would birth the Messiah who would free me from the never-ending sacrifice of lambs for my sin. How will you do it, my little one, my little lamb? It is fitting that a king is the only one who could pardon a prisoner like me and set her free, because you are a king, the high king of heaven. I always imagined I would have a son, but I never imagined a king.
Mommies and daddies, always believe that their little angels are special.
He is the King.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
Born to set me free.
Born to set me free.
Born to set me free.
Born to set us free.
Free from shame.
Free from guilt.
Free from death.
The God who spoke light into existence has now spoken his divine plan into motion.
His plan to save us.
His plan to redeem us.
For good.
I have prayed for my Savior to come.
We all have.
For 1,500 years.
And now our God has answered.
He is here.
He is here.
Jesus is here.
Like a drama unfolded, the curtain was opened while an audience of angels was holding its breath. Census a manger to travel-worn strangers, the stage was finally set. Angels folded their wings at the throne worshiping, as I whispered, I love you, my son. Jesus took off his crown and laying it down, said, Father, thy will be done. Time had not come for God's only son to be born as a light in a dark, lonely place. So he stepped from heaven tall to Bethlehem, star where a star made a newborn face. Then God called to Gabriel with gladness and cheer, played the trumpet, spoke.